Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and it's Friday. Another wonderful week, I hope, for all of you. And the date today is September 23rd, 2011. So let's do an emotional clearing for those of you who've had a situation maybe during the week that bothers you or is still bothering you. And we can maybe take away part of that energy here. So here we go. Think of a situation. And remember, this is just like a little Band-Aid, because you probably have a million of these stored inside of you through this lifetime, but we'll take away the one that you're looking at. So here we go. One, get to look at it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Oh boy. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So tonight is going to be our Q&A after the BBS program. And maybe somebody could post that. It's 646-519-5800. And then they'll prompt you for a PIN number, 9009, then you hit the pound sign. So that'll be an hour from now for 1 hour in length. And it's designed to have people come on who would like to talk about questions about CLS, Creation Lightship, about healings that you may be interested in doing. You can also ask the people besides myself what they have experienced during a clearing, or maybe what they could do next, or you could do next for a clearing, too. So it all depends on you, what you want to ask, and that's what that is all about. We start from the East Coast first, and then come back to the West Coast here. So we got our 8-hour conference call coming up Sunday, and tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and again, we're on the same time and same station, which is Station 2. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, hi, and welcome everybody to Friday Nights on BBS. So tonight is Paranormal Night. Not that any of the others really aren't, but this is extra specially paranormal. So if you have any experiences or questions that you want to talk with Ron about, we are taking callers tonight, and we're on Station 2, of course, and the numbers to call in are the 888. Toll free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-429-5471. That's listed as line one under the play button there on the BBS page. And then try line four, which is 530-413-4511, 4511. So please do call in if you have anything that you want to talk about with Ron, or you can type your questions into the fast chat, and I'll try and get to as many as possible. And also, as Ron said, the Q&A will follow the show tonight, so at a little couple of minutes after 8 Pacific or 11 Eastern, or the various times in between. So since we have been having some few problems on Station 2 lately, if you want to write down the dial-in number and just have that handy in case we have any audio problems on this line. But it sounds really good tonight so far to me anyway, so hopefully we'll be okay. But that number is listed under all the other phone numbers, and it's area code 760-569-7676. And then the access code for that is 192919, and then the pound sign. So, and then that's also good, of course, to have if you're traveling and you can't get to your computer. So I know I have those written down if I'm going to be out of town or something, so I can listen in a little bit if I'm not on with Ron. So let's see, we've got I see one question from Ed, Ron, and he's asking about the activity that you were referring to recently about the underground bases being destroyed, and he's asking what happened to the beings that were down there that had spirits.
As far as I can tell, they had an early ascension.
Okay.
Oh, in a sense, you know, that they got brought back to the light, and then the light ship, still like we do on the 8-hour calls, has to go out and find the bits and pieces of the body, their physical body, and also the bits and pieces of their spirit, as both of those components are typically sold to the aliens on their different timelines. So it gets to be very complex, and that's what the light ship does at ascension time, is hopefully find all of you. I know that is kind of hard to do at times, you know, but anyway, they do look for that, the parts of you and everybody else, and hopefully you would be found. So, and I'm sure there's still people that haven't been found, you know, for a long, long time. And, boy, let's see. Any paranormal questions out there? So that's kind of what they're doing, is they're no longer going to be around. They could maybe get bounced back here if they are recreated like a clone or something. We'll just use that on a timeline, you know, doing timeline jumping, timeline walking, as they go through different parts of the timelines, which really, you know, you got to be here. In fact, everybody can see where they are right now. I want you all just to put your index finger out, either left or right hand, makes no difference, and just put it out in front of you, maybe a foot or so from your body. And where is it? You know, just do it without even thinking. Is it to, you know, if you're directly on center looking straight ahead, you know, where your finger should be, is it to the left or the right? If you're to the left, you're in the past. If you're in the right-hand location, then it's in the future. It should be directly on. That's a real quick way to see where you are. And you could probably even do it for other people, maybe. If they're acting goofy, you might be able to ask your spirit to tell you with that little tool where they are.
Hmm.
And remember, if somebody isn't here, then who are you talking to? So, that's our paranormal show. So, this person's a clone now. If they're off in the future, or, you know, in the past, because you hopefully would want to talk to somebody who's real. Now, they can bleed and cry and get angry, and you know, all these things, all these emotions are in the clones, but it's still not them, the person that you thought you were communicating with. And that's what happens here. So we all live on multiple timelines, unfortunately, as they connect us to the darkness, taking away our energies. So that's kind of what's going on here. So we'll see if we got any paranormal callers here. And hopefully
Hello, I'm on the line. Somebody there, Ron. I didn't even hear a beep, but we've got someone on the line.
We do? Okay.
I think so, yeah. Who's there?
Yeah, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi,
Shannon. I have a paranormal question tonight.
Sure.
Hi. I have a question. I've been running the space clearing for the situation that's been in my house, and my daughter was telling me that she heard somebody calling her name, and there was nobody there. There's paranormal things happening again in this house. I was wondering if it was like coming in from them coming in, you know, with the entities, or if the vortex in my basement was becoming active again. Or I guess my question is, too, my daughter's home from college this weekend, and they were camping out together upstairs, and there was paranormal activity last night of the door opening by itself and something falling in the bedroom. She said she laid on the floor just like shaking for an hour. She was too afraid to move. Is this stuff coming in from them, Ron? Because I thought that if I would run the space clearing, you know, with the entity removal, would that remove them off a human body, or is that just going to remove them out of the space?
It only take them out of the space, and it'll clear your space.
Okay.
Space is meant for entities, so that's what it sounds like to me. Remember, for the new people listening, and even the old ones, or maybe not so old, you know, we do have entities here that can cause problems that could be pretty similar to the aliens. Normally, the aliens typically won't do stuff like that because that's kind of like first grade stuff to them, probably. You know, they've already got PhDs, you know, in how to torture us, so they probably won't make noise like that. I'd say you probably have somebody that's coming in there trying to get your attention. So what I would do maybe is see what they want, you know. You may not know what they want, but you can offer them, you know, some clearing, you know, from the light or something if you would like. You can do the Be Here Now clearing for them. That's a free clearing, and see if they want to go into the light. You might try that. It can be pretty weird and strange to hear, like, a door open or close in your house. You know, have you ever had that experience? Anybody out there heard a thump or something, maybe walking on your roof or in your attic? It could be kind of disconcerting. And definitely, you know, you heard it many times, and very possibly you may want to move, you know. But they may just want something. So, you know, try to do some clearings to help them out. And that's kind of what I would suggest. I would say also maybe do your friend's, I forgot if it was your daughter or somebody, you might do a trauma clearing on her if you can get that one, because I imagine she's probably pretty traumatized.
Okay.
So.
All right, so can we get a sample tonight of a clearing, or how
yeah, I can
how
do that, sure. So let's do a sample of the trauma clearing.
I guess
so,
my question is, how am I supposed to find out what
they
want?
All these samples help you in the present moment, but it does not get rid of the stuff that you're dealing with inside of your body. Remember, if you had no trauma whatsoever, this clearing would not even work for you. So think of a trauma in your life.
How am I supposed to find out? Ryan,
yes, go ahead.
How am I supposed to find out who it is and what they want, though?
Just go into the Be Here Now clearing and see if you can put some light into them. And there's probably other clearings up. Maybe that might also kind of work.
Put the light into my daughter?
If they can also communicate with you, like you mentioned. So just ask them what they want, you know, what they need. They may be trying to get some help, okay? And these are probably typically emotional bodies that maybe came to you. Maybe they're hearing the radio program right now and they want to get some help. So let's do that right now. So we're going to take the energy that are listening here to the radio program. They could all be inside of all of us too. Also maybe behind us listening, or maybe sitting on your computer even though you can't see them. Maybe sitting on one of your speakers. So here we go. Going to have them come to the light. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll see if that helps, okay?
Okay,
and let's do
Ron,
a clearing here. Phil called me today, who was doing a death barcode on a loved person here, I think, maybe a mother or somebody. And, you know, the person's in the hospital right now, so he was doing the death barcode. So let's do a clearing to help her out. And also, this will work for you, too. We'll do a circulatory clearing. And also, we'll do a sample of the fear clearing. So these are both samples, but they will help. So here we go. Sample of the fear, first of all. So 1, 2, And the way these clearings were, since Phil was already connected to this lady, then that energy will go from him to her, from the light ship to him to her, and she'll have a clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do one for the circulatory clearing. And this is also, remember, works with the bloodstream and helps the body out. So we're going to put some light into those areas here through the bloodstream. So I'll use the word stronger this time to expand the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. Back to you, Carrie. Hopefully that'll help you out, Phil. Blessings.
Okay. Janice, thanks for calling. I thought you were Shannon there, but I realized it was you, Janice. So thanks for your call. And Ron, I think we've got another caller. I heard another beep. So is somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Kathy from Orange County. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Okay. Something weird is happening to me, too. I thought I'd share. I've noticed it a couple of times. Last night, especially, it really got my attention. I walk outside at night a lot. And there was a star following me. Now, that sounds strange, so I looked, because I thought maybe it was a plane heading to John Wayne Airport, because it was low, and it was super bright, like the planes are. But there was no motor, and why I really noticed it is because it was following me down the street, but when I went back up the street, it followed me there, too. Whereas if it had been a plane, it would have headed straight for the airport. It just kept on going down that same direction.
Right.
So then I walked over to my neighbor's house, five houses up, and I stood at their front door, and I looked out, and that bright light was right there, too. So I looked at the stars. I thought, this must be my illusion about stars. So I looked at the other stars, and I noticed that none of the other stars were bright like this or low like this. In fact, it was kind of a overcast, like fog was going to come in type of night. Mm-hmm. So nothing was bright anyway. So I go, okay, let's see if those stars follow me like this light is following me. So I walked back to my house, went to the front door, looked out, and those stars were still in the same place, in the same area of the sky, but this bright light was right in front of me again. Right across from my door. It was like a beacon following me, like someone had a flashlight. I don't know. Went inside the house, and I have these pinhole glasses that you can put on, and it shows everything in real detail.
Uh-huh.
So the pinhole glasses revealed that it was just a real round dot out there, far away. But it was super bright to my, eyes at night. So I went to my neighbor's house to see if she went to take a look and see if she noticed this thing happening. Of course, nobody was home. So I went back, and anyway, this happened twice in a row, and I thought, well, that's weird. I don't feel anything but just curiosity about it. So, but just in case, I did the gray sky timeline crash, which I always do anyway. So I put a few of those up and all my other satellite clearings I'm doing, and, of course, all the other free clearings. Everything was going. So many clearings on my computer. Anyway, I just wanted to share that because when we do the Q&A tonight, I'm going to go outside and see if it's still happening, and I will call.
So, was it far? Did it feel far away like a star, or did it feel closer?
Yeah, Carrie, you know what? When I was looking at it without the pinhole glasses, it seemed very close because it was so big. Like I said, it was
wow.
like a plane descending to the airport. it was that low and that bright. And but it was definitely not a jet, and it was not like a regular star. It just followed me up and down the street.
Wow.
And it was right across from my house when I went in the door. And I thought it was weird because a couple nights ago I noticed it, and I thought, that's funny. That big bright thing was over down that way. Now it's over here. Maybe it's another one. But
and it wasn't making any noise?
No. When I put the pinhole glasses on, I could see it was a teeny, tiny, round, white dot. That's what it looked like through the glasses. Because, you know, those glasses make you really focus.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what
too.
I saw.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I've had things a little bit like that, too, but I want to say like one or two summers ago. I don't think I've noticed it lately. And so it can't have been a helicopter or anything going back and forth, because you'd have heard that, obviously.
Oh, yeah. We can have one of those.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, this was late at night, and helicopters and planes aren't allowed to fly over.
Yeah.
Those little tiny satellite planes fly around all the time, those little tiny ones that are quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But this was big and bright, and I'm surprised. I was going to look on the Internet to see if it was any, like, Mars, because when Mars was showing, it was big like that, but it didn't follow anyone. It stayed right where it was, you know. So it was like a traveling planet.
How unusual, yeah. And did you feel it was connecting to you? Did you have any weird energy in your head? Or?
Well, only message I really got, and I'm not really, you know, tuned in to messages from planets, but this planet message I got was, oh, we wanted you to notice us. Here we are. You finally noticed us. You finally see us.
Uh-huh.
So I said, okay, I see you. So...
Yeah, so Ron, what's your take on this? Got your paranormal call.
Yeah, I got to put on my different hat here. I could definitely say maybe it's an orb with a flashlight, you know, but I mean, let's see here.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that it was bad, okay? At least trying to take your energy. Something out there, I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's a light ship type of energy, but it does feel kind of neutral to me. So I just don't know. But
that's fine. I don't
feel
any
thought here, you know.
I have no fear
using
for
that,
it.
That term.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that after doing this
here.
Timeline.
I don't get
of...
it. You know, by today or after the Q&A or something, you know, I still got it. I actually can see it, so I'll have to see what's going on. I got a pinpoint.
Oh.
That's a fun thing. I can do that. One of the neatest experiences that I had that I enjoy doing was when we first kind of got out on the circuit here, probably 05, I think, I'm guessing, maybe even earlier. I went to a... UFO conference, and let's see, that I think the person I went to was in I forgot where it was, but a person there invited me to I think it was Aztec, New Mexico, something like that, and they talk about the Roswell stuff, but they also had alien ships that were shot down or crashed or whatever there. So this person happened to go on one of the digs where the ship was, you know, this is maybe, you know, I'll just say 10 years ago, just to pick a number, okay? And they had a lot of people there, and they had Geiger counters and stuff, and they actually found part of the metal material from one of the ships. And so they made a museum there, and they were planning to have it all on display. Well, he managed to keep one of the pieces. It looked like a piece of tinfoil, which had really no weight to it. And they took all the stuff that they found, and they wanted it to be on display. Instead, they locked it up. So he was kind of, you know, like wondering, why do they do that? Because this is a great find. And they did have a museum for it talking about it, but they didn't have any of the actual UFO stuff there. So anyway... he brought it. He said he's going to bring that piece to that location. So we went there, and he got it out for me. I put it in my hand, and instantly I could see where it was on the ship, what
wow.
it was used for, and I could see the beams on there. It's pretty interesting. So that's what I'm able to do, is to look down on stuff here and to actually see what's going on. That's why all these clearings are, for some people, pretty far out. But looking at it out of time, the energies are completely different. So, you know, one way is, you know, you look up to see what's happening, you know, because you don't know. But looking down upon everything, it's much easier, and it gets rid of all that stuff. So that's what happens here. But anyway, that was real enjoyable for me to actually hold a alien ship in my hand, a piece of it, and to see what it was.
That's
anyway,
amazing.
Yeah. So I do have that little light, that I can see now, and I'll just see what I get on it here. But it doesn't feel bad. If it was bad, it would be exterminated instantly. So it doesn't feel like it was bad. But maybe they were just trying to say hi to you or something. It could have been maybe even one of the ships, United States of America military underground forces, possibly just coming above here and saying hi to you. So that's kind
of... If I called you tonight, if I see tonight and I call in the Q&A, would you have a better vision?
I'll see what I get. Yeah, just ask me and I'll see what I get, okay?
Thanks for validating my vision there.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Glad you see it too. Okay, good night.
Yeah, I got it.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for calling. So I have a feeling there was another beep. Ron, is anybody on the line? Anybody else?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
So what kind of question could I answer for you about a paranormal experience?
Well, my throat is raspy, and it's been irritating me, and like it's an infection or a little bit of blood came out. And I was thinking somebody put a spell on me. A number of years ago, I just caught it recently, and could I get a clearing for that?
Okay, do you think it is a spell then, Larry?
Yes, I do. I think from a relative, a lady, sister-in-law, I think she put a spell on me. She misunderstood my good intentions, and I think she put a spell on me a number of years ago. I think it's a trickle spell, where gradually over the years it causes problems.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So if anybody out there has a situation where they kind of have an inkling that maybe somebody has thought about you in a negative way, et cetera, we'll do a clearing here. Here we go. So one, I thought we had a birthday also.
There is one. We've got lots of questions, and a birthday.
Okay, so maybe if we have time, we'll do a little birthday party. If not, we could do it tomorrow night, too.
Okay.
So see if the person's going to be on.
Micah, do you want to type in and let us know if you're going to be on tomorrow?
Yeah, we can
if we don't get to it tonight, we can go do it tomorrow. So, yeah, so.
An extra big present or something. <You know? laughs> Here we go. So, hexes, this is what we have on the website. So, it's a curses. Hexes and spells. So this kind of gets rid of a lot of stuff like that. So remember, you have to focus on something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Along with that, the difference is we have a dark side practitioner clearing, and we also have one for the curses, hexes, spells. So a lot of people say, what's the difference on those two? Aren't they kind of similar? Well, they are. The curses, hexes, spell, like Larry is saying, he knows that happened to him, okay? But what he probably really needs, you know, that one works great, but he probably needs to have the dark side practitioner, since he knows who the person is. If you're just being hit with energy from somewhere you don't know where it's coming from, then you want to do that clearing, the curses, hexes, and spells. But if you know somebody that's attached to you, that did something to you, remember, when people do these things, they use energy pools out there created by the aliens a long time ago. And now you just get a book and read about how to do this, and the people maybe burn candles. You know, the main thing is that we do know about is that they will steal your soul. And that's why people all of a sudden, like Larry is talking about having a problem. Now he's having, you know, some bleeding going on. So what does that mean? That means that his spirit probably is held captive someplace and maybe being tortured. And from that, it comes back to him, and it has that same problem. And now the body has to, or doesn't have to, but it takes on the image of the spirit. And remember, when the spirit's harmed, then you're harmed. This is why a lot of people, you know, really should have a spirit clearing. Clearing out your body is one good thing, but did your spirit bring it to you? You know, it's hard to say, but the spirit is what you need to heal first before you have a physical healing. You know, there's other things, too, like entities that attach to your body, taking away the healing energies. But the spirit, you know, needs to be that. Now, we do have people that have been to dark side practitioners, and they do steal your spirits. They could replace them even, bring in other things. And they could even, let's say you go to a practitioner and you say, man, I got this a problem, you know, with my right shoulder. It really hurts. And they think you're, you know, you think they're using light. They claim that they are. And they do their mojo on you, and they're chanting or whatever they do, grunting and groaning. And all of a sudden, you know, you get healed. Well, do you have an alien body part in your body? Okay, it might be fixed. But do you have an alien body part? Because remember, the light, you can't do anything. You can't bring in any energy other than light to you for a perfect healing. Now, you may have a healing that works, but when they bring in the dark side practitioner energies of these pools of energy, then you could have a healing that you think is perfect, but you may have a clone body part. And then down the road, you start having problems. And the light can't help you. It never created that part. So, you know, and this is very disturbing because some people do go to these dark side practitioners, and there's quite a few out there. And there's some really big names. I won't mention any names now. And I don't normally do that anyway. But, you know, you all know who they are. You just read their websites. And the worst thing is that when you go to these people, you know, there's one practitioner who charges, you know, lots of money. Lots of money, to me, is like $1,000 or more for a healing. And then they put out specials. I'm only doing this one special right now. And get on board, you know, and they have a bunch of people. And this one practitioner I heard of, I think the one lady that I talked to, I think he said he made like $150,000 in a one-time session for people. So he had a big group of people claiming they're going to do this special clearing, and yeah, that's in like one day, you know. So anyway, I won't get into all that stuff, but these people do charge. Somehow people think that they need to pay a lot of money to get a healing, and once you get hooked up, then you're hooked up for life, and you can't get out of those tentacles. It's you know, I can help people with that, but, you know, it is a lot of time-consuming energy for me to do that. So if any of you out there have had a problem with that, what I would say is figure out how much you spent on this person that hooked you up to the darkness, especially if they stole your soul from you. And then, or give you a clone body part, and then I'll charge you the same price to try to get you better. So that's real. And so, and that would help me out immensely. So here we go, everybody. Let's do a clearing here, and we'll do it for a dark side practitioner. And here we go. So this is somebody who is working in the light, giving you clone body parts, making you feel better for maybe a few weeks to a couple of years. Remember, the darkness can only take away the energies that the dark side energies gave you. A dark side practitioner can never bring in light to fix you. And so this is why the darkness can actually heal a lot faster sometimes, not always, but sometimes faster than what the light did. Because remember the old saying, you know, the The Lord giveth, and the Lord can taketh away. So the Lord is the alien. So they gave you a problem, and they're using their ground crew down here, you know, these dark side practitioners, and you go to somebody, they charge you X amount of money, whatever that is, and the dark side can read the codes that they gave you, maybe energetically in this lifetime, or maybe going back 10,000 years ago. And depending how skilled they are and how much under the thumb these practitioners are, is you know, how it works, and they can take it away because they know what the formula is. Light only works moment by moment. It doesn't live in time. So all dark side practitioners deal with time energy. And they always use the word mind. So if you listen to somebody as a practitioner and they start using the word mind, the mind of God, the mind of this, you know, then right away you know that they're dealing with the darkness because the light never created mind. It's not even in their vocabulary. And the light never channels through anybody. So because it can't. The light cannot channel only because it'd be in judgment. And that's duality. And duality lives in time. So that's kind of how it works. So here we go. Let's do a dark side practitioner clearing. And think of somebody that is maybe sending you bad vibes. And we'll see if we can take the energy off of you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So the question is from Freedom, does that go for shamans too? Yes, of course. Anybody that's using anything where they do any type of ritual to bring something in, that is a dark side practitioner. They may not know that. They may think that they're bringing in light or they're bringing in something. Normally they bring in, you know, in our vocabulary, now they would use the term light. I would think, you know, thinking something that is divine and holy, going to help you. Remember, it's all inside of you. So that's what the light ship works with because it created you. It created your spirit. So no healing would ever work if you're not in your body. This is the big thing about some practitioners that like to, you know, take you out of your body and or, you know, replace you with something else. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we have a lot of questions now. I'm trying to figure out where to go first. So, oh, there's a beep. So is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Evelina.
Edelina?
Evelina.
Hi, Evelina. Hi, Evelina. Did you have a question for Ron?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm just, I've had a breakup last year, and, I've moved on, kind of, but I still hold, like, a lot of anger about the situation and some, you know, negative thoughts, and I'm trying to just transmute it and, like, get rid of it, but it's still with me, and it catches me at different times of the day, and you know, at work or when I'm doing something that's not related to the situation, but it just comes to my mind and I can't stop thinking about it and I just don't know what to do to get rid of this.
Okay. So first of all, there's nothing that you can do yourself to get rid of it because you don't have enough energy, even if your spirit was 100% to get rid of it. You could do different clearings to help you. If you're recycling the same thought, I'm assuming, or hopefully you had your whole lifetime emotional clearing. If you haven't had your whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's what you need to start with, okay? So if you're a new time listener, then that's what you need to have. Not that you want to have, you need to have this. Everybody on this planet needs to have a whole lifetime emotional clearing. Now, if you live in your head a lot, then you also need to have a mental clearing. Both of those kind of go hand in hand.
Right.
But that clearing could get rid of your situation, okay, that keeps coming up. It's only coming up because you know, it could be also mind looping in you, you know, being recycled over and over again. You know, that's what happens with people too. But chances are your body is telling you something, maybe, and the body's saying, hey, I got this negative energy on me from this person, this event situation, and that you need to get it off of you. So the whole lifetime clearing will clear away the energies for that. Remember, you only have that one event that you know about. There could be, you know, a couple thousand other ones that you know nothing about or similar, but this is the strongest one that's grabbing you. So that's what I would do first. Okay. I would do a whole lifetime emotional clearing, and that way you can see where you are. Then after that, you might want to see what you need next. That's how to get rid of stuff like that that has trauma associated with it.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay,
back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So let's have a look. Tina had a question, a little bit off topic here, but interesting, I thought. She's asking what turns people into hoarders, people who hoard things, collect and collect and collect and never, you know, get rid of stuff.
Don't know.
Okay. All right. I would say probably some kind of insecurity. They probably big time needed their emotional body done.
Yep, just do the emotional body clearing if that's a case. You know, that could be something like that. But that's true. Maybe something you had a lifetime in the past in your body. Maybe your body stores out past lives. That's your physical body lived genetically, and it may have had a problem with a lifetime where it didn't have enough. And that's even passed on, I think, to people now whose grandparents, you know, lived in the early 1900s. So that's what happened. So you may want to, you know, do a clearing for that. But and also, you know, you may want to do a seven-generational clearing if you have to go further with that process, because it'll go back into your generations. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So back relating to Kathy's experience that she called in about, Michael is asking, do alien ships take positions where stars are?
Yeah, I'm sure that the aliens could pose as stars, you know, very definitely, because they're up there, they're controlling you, so, you know, who knows what that could be. And is what you're looking at real, you know? It's real as you see it. Your mind tells you that it's real, your eyes will tell you that it's real, but is it really there? So, you know, it's kind of all what you believe, you know? The old story about when one of the sailing ships came to America here, the Indian tribes looked at it. They couldn't see it because it's not in their belief system. So we have a belief on stars, you know. What's that twinkle, twinkle, little star?
Oh, yeah, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Oh, how something, something you are. Way above the sky so bright. Something, something in the night.
Yeah, so,
sorry, that was terrible, but yes.
Yeah, so as we can see, remember, that's our star's a belief system, you know? What if you didn't believe in stars? Would you see them? Okay. Another way of stating that, what if you didn't have the mind program to see a star? Okay, would you see it? Are the aliens allow you to see stars? Are the aliens allowing you to see them? So, good question. Food for thought, huh? Hopefully your thoughts, you know. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, let's see. Pete is asking for a clearing for a sore throat, and I've got one now, too. So, I would like that, too. Please, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So, we'll see if we can take away entities first. Remember, entities are what can be attaching to you, preventing your healing from taking place. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to do a clearing that will work with your body. This is that was invisible energies that could be taken away, your healing energies from your body. So here we go. We'll see if we have any implants in you causing this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So just see if that helps you, and we'll find out. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, I have something going on for sure in my throat now. Thank you, Ron. Now, Michael had another question about...
Oh, also on that song, you know, what's part of the words, twinkle, twinkle, how I wonder what you are.
Yeah.
How I wonder what you are. Oh, what are you?
Well, we might know.
You know, you're wondering what it is, right? Isn't that interesting for the kids to understand, you know? Maybe us grown-ups kind of overlook that, you know? It's just words that you're saying, so...
Yeah.
What alien are you out there? What are you, you know? So.
Yeah. I remember when I was a little kid wondering why they said, I wonder what you are, when it had in the previous sentence called itself a star, you know? I remember wondering why it said that, but not having any clue of what it was hinting at. But, yeah, it's interesting wording. So, what was I just going to say? Oh, yeah, so Michael is asking about taking spiritual vows. He's calling them wrong, or I guess incorrect spiritual vows, and he's asking if
you better do a curse, I'd do a healing on that. You're hooked up. If you're doing chants or vows or anything like that, we have clearings on the website for that, because you openly committed yourself to the aliens to experiment with you some way. So you open the door, and you're the food. And guess who's coming for dinner tonight? So, yeah. You know what clearing he could have out there? You don't want
to
have
any kind of bomb. Yeah, I know there is one, and I'm totally blanking on it. So any of you who know, type in furiously, and I'll read it out. I know there is one. There's also, there's the organization one, but there's something else, too. I don't know. I've got funny feelings in my throat, and it's distracting me, but there is something.
Makes you wonder why people do chants. What are they chanting to? Remember, they're saying a repetitious thing over and over again, which is a program. This is why people see, 1111 all the time, because that's a robotic program. To see if they're working with you, they need to know if they're connected to you or not. So that's why you see 1111 on your clock. You know, why don't you look at, 1109, or something like that. Now, they want to have an easy sequential pattern to go by. 1111 is a good one. So is 1010 and whatever else is kind of consistent out there. The New Agers will say how great it is that you're really enlightened, probably because you're seeing 1111. And actually, 1212 must be better because it's a higher number. They can all think of something, because a lot of the darkness will channel to somebody claiming that they're, an alien coming through as an angel. Remember, angels don't come here either. And they do come from the light ship off and on, but nothing's active here on this planet this particular time. So you have to realize that, when you do these vows or talk chants, or, you're given an agreement for the aliens to connect to you. And, watch people's eyes when they do it. That's one good way to look at it. And you're going to see them probably all spaced out, I think the some of the religions do a lot of dancing, and they dance forever, you know, when they're under a spell or something, and their eyes get kind of goofy looking. So you just kind of watch people. But yeah, you want to run, don't walk away from these things. Back to you, Gary.
Okay, so we've got MMMMM. I don't know how to pronounce your name. Maybe this is somebody who's going, who's tasted some cake on the light ship and is enjoying the flavor. I don't know. But M is saying it's the religious indoctrination clearing, and that is, yeah, if you're making any kind of vows to God, I guess, that definitely would be a good clearing to do. Or the God connection clearing. And was there another one somebody wrote in? Religious indoctrination clearing also. Yeah, so thanks for putting those in. Those are all really good ones. Really good ones to do. There's something, if you've taken vows with different organizations, I feel like there's another clearing as well, and I'm completely blank. I'm sorry, I don't remember what it is. And Pete in Australia is saying that the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was written by Mozart when he was age 6. So that is really interesting. So little 6-year-old Mozart was onto something there. I wonder if he wrote the words or just the music. So let's see. It's 55, Ron. Can we keep going, do you know?
I think we got on. It's a little bit after. Maybe we can go for maybe a couple more minutes, I think.
Okay. Mark earlier was asking, what are the hottest new clearings up lately? And Mark, I don't know how recently you've looked, but there are a bunch of new ones under the free section, which is too much to talk about right now. But somebody, I think it was Tina, said check those out. So I just wanted to say that just in case there's anyone else listening tonight who hasn't been on for a while. There are 3 new free clearings that Ron has up that are all really, really great ones, and a lot of people have been doing them and getting a lot of benefit. So do hop on and take a look at those. And if you listen to some archives over the last week or two, you'll hear about them. We've been talking about them quite a bit. Let's see what else. Micah is going to be listening tomorrow night, Ron, so we'll do a little birthday party tomorrow night for Micah. And happy birthday today.
Yeah, just type it into the fast chat.
Yeah, remind us tomorrow. I think, not sure if it's me or not tomorrow, but whoever it is co-hosting, just type it in there. Let's see. Now is asking, I think, for the mind to heart drop. So maybe we can close with that and then just remind everybody we've got the Q&A coming up shortly. And thank you for writing that number in, webmaster. It's 646-519-5800, and the PIN that you'll be prompted to punch in is 9009, and then the pound sign. And then Ron has his 8-hour intensive coming up this weekend, Sunday. Is that the second or the third, Ron? I'm not sure.
It'd be the third one.
The third one. Okay, so that's the third one for this month. If you're not on this, you can still come on. If you haven't been on the other two, and you'll be on the light ship for about a week after the call also. And you can just go through the website or send Ron an email about that. And let's see what else. Tomorrow night, just in case any of you don't know, we will be on Station 2 again in our new time slot, which is 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And Station 2 instead of Station 1, and that's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship with a little birthday party thrown in for Micah. And I think all these questions that we have here, Ron, they're all going to trigger long answers in you, so I'm hesitant to read any of them out, since especially we have the Q&A coming up, and I know there are a lot of questions we didn't get to, so hopefully you guys can come on the Q&A and ask Ron.
Okay, so let's do the mind a heart drop, and here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your head, your thoughts there, awakening consciousness. Different words you could use there, but remember, this is what you think with typically, or answers you back, and that's going into your heart center. So here we go, and that's the first floor. And remember, we have to command your spirit to do this, just having you do the mind-to-heart drop. You know, the mind will love to do the mind-to-heart drop. It will drop you into the mind energy with heart in it, okay? So you're going to be going into the heart mind. You don't want to go into the heart mind. You want to go into the mind energy that has nothing there, which means that your spirit. So you want to be in the now with your spirit, nothing to do with mind. So we're taking you from time and dropping you into no time on the time reality. Remember, you're in time here. I don't live in time. So here we go. One, you're dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So you should feel pretty peaceful right now. That's what source energy is. It's strictly peace. And remember, it doesn't have anything to do with mind. So when you hear practitioners talking about mind, you know they're not talking about source. So let's go on the Q&A. I'll see you in about 5 minutes, everybody. And we'll get the questions and answers from the people back east first. So blessings. Thank you. See you later, everybody.
Good night.
Sunday, 3 8-hour Sundays a month.